want to experience the room? My name is Wendy Parker, and I'm extending an invitation to you, dear friend, to open the door to my podcast. So come inside where it's warm, take off your coat, get comfortable, and together we will discover the spacious room. Hey there, and welcome to this week's Spacious Room episode. And I'm so glad you joined me today because I am talking about dreams. And if you've had a dream, maybe it's time to step out of the wine press. So it's no good pretending because, yes, I do see you. I see you through this podcast. Yes, you listening, acting like you don't know what I'm talking about because you have stuffed that dream, that big grand dream of yours, so far down your to-do list, you've actually forgotten what it looks like. And you believe you've screwed up way too many times in the past and you think, I'm never going to be used by God. And you dream that it was so full of promise and bravery and courageousness and so much excitement at the start. It's now had its narrative altered and other words have crept into the narrative of your dream. And these are the words. Maybe you can relate to these words. It's, oh, well, that just seems far too risky. And, oh, God, I don't believe I could do that. And, oh, my goodness, that's so scary. And what happens if? And I can't find the finances to. And I'm so crazy to even think I could. And blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on. And this is all crept into the narrative of your dream. And it feels like 22,000 promises have got up, walked away, and left you. Now, there's a man in the Bible in Judges chapter 6. His name is Gideon, and he knows exactly what it feels like for 22,000 promises to get up, walk away, and leave you. Now, his story starts where we are introduced to Gideon. He's actually in a wine press threshing wheat. And you think, threshing wheat in a wine press? That doesn't make any sense. Don't you put grapes in a wine press? Yes, but border bullies, known as the Midianites, they were actually robbing Israel at this time. So every time the Israel planted crops or they had livestock, the Midianites would come in, rob them and take them away. To the point where the Israelites were living in caves in the mountains to hide from them. And the angel of the Lord comes down to Gideon and sees him hiding in the winepress, and he calls him a mighty man of valor. And Gideon makes lots of excuses why he can't be chosen to be this mighty man of valor who can turn everything around with God's help. And the angel of the Lord tells Gideon that he's actually going to deliver the Israel out of the Midianites' hands. And so Gideon, through his story, he gets like 32,000 men and an army ready to fight the Midianites. And then God goes, no, that's way too many. Look, you've overcompensated, Gideon. Come on. And Gideon's like, well, if you're afraid, you can go home. So 22,000, just get up and walk away and leave him. And he's left with like 300 men ready to take on the Midianites. And God's basically saying, look, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to prove to you, Gideon, that I'm going to be with you. But you know what? Gideon still isn't completely convinced that he's the right guy for the job until God tells him to go sneak into the camp of the Midianites and listen to a chap who's going to be talking. And the chap starts his sentence with, I've had a dream. Now, I believe this story about Gideon in Judges is for all dreamers, because if you go through Gideon's story, there's actually a theme that runs right through it. Maybe when I tell you this theme, you're going to relate to this. So the theme goes in Gideon's life, doubt, stepping out in faith, doubt, stepping out in faith, doubt, stepping out in faith, doubt, stepping out in faith. Does that ring true? It does with me. And so Gideon does what God tells him. He says, go down into the camp and just listen. Listen to this man. He doesn't say listen to this man, but he's ready to, he's going to listen to this bloke who's going to say, I've had a dream. And this is where the light bulb moment of Gideon happens. This is where he's going to realize that God was with him all along. It says, and when Gideon had come, that's down to the camp, there was a man telling a dream to his companion. He said, I have had a dream. And to my surprise, a loaf of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian. It came to a tent and struck it so that it fell and overturned, and the tent collapsed. Then his companion answered and said, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. Into his hand God has delivered Midian and the whole camp. And so it was. When Gideon heard the telling of the dream and its interpretation, that he worshipped. And you know, while Gideon was listening to this man, perhaps his mind went back to the winepress, where he'd been hiding, threshing out wheat, hiding it from the Midianites, as he listened to this man tell this dream and his companion interpret it. And he probably felt that ache, that longing to live a better life, thinking about as he threshed the wheat to feed himself or his family, because the Midianites had robbed them. Everything they planted, they robbed. They planted, they got robbed. They planted, they got robbed. And the journey of doubt and the feeling of he was less than, he was a complete screw up of believing God could never fulfill his dream of a better life. God actually took away all the security of an army of 32,000 and he whittled it right down to 300 to say, I'm going to show you what miracles are, Gideon. Get ready because it's coming. You are going to overturn the Midianites with just 300 people. And as Gideon listened to the man with the dream, it probably brought a new courage, a new boldness on the inside of him. And now he was more determined than ever to take back everything that the enemy had stolen, because he knew God was going to bring him a victory. It wasn't how Gideon thought it was going to be with 32,000 in an army. It was going to be with 300 men, and it was going to be God's way and not Gideon's way. Because, you know, life is safer with a big army, and it's far less alarming than 300 men to overturn an enemy. You know, when we have all our ducks in a row, we're all good, we're all cruisy. But when it God, you know, is rocking the boat in your dream, and you're thinking, how is this ever going to happen? That's when we lean on him. That's when we worship him. But you know, because God doesn't want us to live with all our ducks in a row, because God chooses the people who think that they're losers. He chooses the people who think they've screwed up and God can't use them. And he chooses the people who think they are less than, because his glory shines so much brighter through broken, chipped vessels, because he knows your insecurities. Gideon was so insecure, but he did what God asked him to do, one step at a time. And he sees you. He sees you, dreamer, listening to me today. He sees you on your best behaved days, and he sees you on your worst days. And he still reminds you that he loves you, he has a purpose for you, and he has a plan for you. And he lights up one step at a time, and you just got to walk in them steps. When you feel like you're fumbling in the dark, and he shows you that he will be with you, and he is with you. When you feel like your dream is getting too hard, too difficult, too scary, and you just want to say, forget the whole thing. And you want to just hide away in the wine press. And over again, I hear so many people say, I have had a dream, instead of I have a dream, because they've chosen to stay in the comfort zone of that wine press. And I've seen many get up, walk away from their dream, and they've come so close, because they were fearful of the battle ahead, because Gideon still had to have a battle to get the better life that he wanted. And I don't know about you, but I am so sick and tired of watching the enemy rob people of everything they've sown and planted into their dreams that makes them just want to give up. So if you're hiding in the wine press today, too afraid to live out your dreams, my friend, then God never said that the dream business was going to be easy. He just said he was going to be with you. And that is all you need to keep, putting one foot in front of the other. And I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me today in the spacious room. I invite you to join me in my other rooms, my website, www.thebigvoiceonline.com, and my Big Voice YouTube channel. See you in the room next time.